You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a windy tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for help, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thick of my ear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges. Welcome back. Glad you could stay with us to the break. We're with Deborah Tavares, and she is blowing everyone's mind right now with the, shall we say, burning down of the planet. And it's not just in America. It's not just in Northern California. It's around the world, and we're going to get back to Deborah in just a minute, but first I need to tell you who brings you this show. We're brought to you this hour by ReadyMadeResources.com. My really good friend Bob Griswold has the best prepping store in America. I call him King Prepper, and Bob is just fantastic. He's the only guy I know that if you have prepping questions, he will sit there and answer you, and he'll tell you where you're at and where you need to be. And he does that free of charge. And I know a lot of people that charge an arm and a leg for that service. Bob does it for nothing. He's fantastic. How do you get in touch with Bob? Well, first of all, go to the website, readymaderesources.com, and look at what's there, and everything from water filtration to night vision. I mean, everything that you'd want to prep is there. And then you'll see the number right there on the website, readymaderesources.com. And then give Bob a call. Make sure you tell him that Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show sent you. We're also brought to you by great, great storable food. And what I mean by great storable food is they have a new special. Even though the old specials run out, the new one is even better, because I said, hey, look, some people are telling me, Dave, do you have 3 days? Well, we don't have that yet. We're working on it. And they said, well, how about a week? And I said, how about 2 weeks? And this is what we've got: 2 weeks of storable food, restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life, no glyphosates, no GMOs. It's a fantastic product, and it is the best deal in America. $67, 2 weeks. Simply go to your URL and type in the words preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And then finally, I want to let everybody know about the conference on transhumanism and related topics, September 14th through the 16th in Branson, Missouri. Yours truly will be there. Steve Quayle and friends have invited me to cover it as the main member of the media, and I'm pleased and honored to be there, and I hope you will be too. I've corresponded with many of you over the years by email and by phone, and it would sure be great to put a face with all the great relationships we've formed, and I hope that you can be there. I'm going to be there. In fact, I'm trying to make sure I'm there in time for the media part of it, which is the pre-conference meeting of all the participants, and it's just going to be fantastic. The best minds with transhumanism will be there. Now, how do you register? Well, first of all, I got to warn you, you better hurry. It's 90% sold out, and we're still over 2 months out, and it's 90% sold out. So you're not going to want to let the grass grow under your feet. On my website, thecommonsenseshow.com, we have a banner ad for the Legends Conference. All you have to do is go in and click it, and it will take you right to the registration page. Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com also has one on his page in about the same location. And you'll get all the information you need. Now, they are going to offer live stream service. I don't know that they've worked out the deals. I'll be talking to you about that, I'm sure, on a future show. Hey, but try to get there live, because I really would like to meet all of you. Well, anyway, those are the people who bring us this show in this hour, and we're so indebted to them and for their support, because as you guys know, radio is not cheap, and you also know that it costs money to provide all these services like our newsletter. So we really, really do appreciate you servicing and patronizing our particular advertisers. Well, when I get back to Deborah, we had talked about fire, and we're going to get into water a little bit in this hour, but she told me during the break, Deborah said that she wanted to clean up some loose ends, and we're going to go back and let her clean up, and I'm just going to get out of her way. Deborah, welcome back, and let's just jump right into it.
Dave, yes. Thank you again. I want to talk about the Deagle.com intention to reduce the population in the United States by 83% by the year 2025, and how they say that they're going to do that with not only increasing suicide, but also through the relocation of people off their rural lands into the cities. And what we really need to be concerned with about this forced relocation is that being moved into the cities, there are cyber cities being set up by Google. The 5G is the required backbone. That's why this will occur, despite anyone's idea that it won't. But having said that, I want to go over the Wildlands Project. This is as it relates to the United States, but it is the same global project. So again, you're going to hear me allude to it as being in the United States, because Dr. Michael Kaufman did an amazing job a number of years back with creating the Wildlands Project map. If you do go to stopthecrime.net, which I would hope that everyone does, look at the Wildlands Project map there. We reverse the colors, Dave, so that it's easier to see the human settlement zones and where we will be restricted from occupying. But let's talk about the goal of the Wildlands Project map, so you'll see why that will be such a massive emotional and psychological disruption and will potentially lead to many people taking their lives. And we're going to then talk about how this is, of course, happening elsewhere as well. So the goal, again, the Wildlands Project was a biodiversity treaty which was mandated by the United Nations. Now, for many of you, I've done many, many reports on climate action plans. Those are plans that all of your cities have adopted, as well as resilient plans as well by now. The climate action plans was the guideline. The resilient plans are now the way forward in promoting the action of massive restrictions that will not only restrict your use of your property and requirements to implement the wireless faucets and shower heads, the wireless components in your homes that will interconnect with your smart meter so that your usage of energy resources can be monitored and restricted and be turned off. But the climate action plans, again, they impose many, many regulations. Sadly, what will happen in many areas is homes will be red tagged if they do not meet the required reduction to reduce your greenhouse gas emissions or to reduce climate change. There will be fines and penalties, and this is all part of what we will start to see. Here in Sonoma County, just for an example on the climate action plans, the plan here in Sonoma County is to reduce our CO2 emissions, or our greenhouse gas emissions, by 25% below the year 1990. Again, to reduce greenhouse gas emissions 25% below the emissions in 1990 and by the year 2015. We're behind schedule because of all of the fires, and so they're really putting a tight deployment of resilient policies upon all of us, and I will keep you all posted. Being a prior builder and being deeply involved in building documents and going before cities, reading all these climate action plans is easy for our team to go through. So I'm going to, again, go over in detail a little bit about the Wildlands Project, and the goal of that is to set aside more than 50% of the United States as wildlands for the preservation of biodiversity, biological biodiversity. The project seeks to do this by creating reserve and preserve networks across the United States. And these preserve networks are the following. Cores, which are created by public lands such as national forests and parks. That's why we have so many national forests and parks. It is to prohibit our eventual use and access to those areas. For example, here in Northern California, as they sequester private lands and they're not able to keep them open to the people as they promise, they then turn them over to the parks. And the parks do not have the money to keep them open, keep the paths operating safely, so they minimize public access. So this is how they're sequestering your lands from private ranchers and farmers through easements and other grants to help reduce the property taxes of the farmers. Keep in mind, when these properties go into the parks system, they no longer pay property taxes. So here, hundreds of thousands of acres have been sequestered from the Sonoma County area and no longer are in the property tax collection. Again, another portion and project involved in the Wildlands Project is to create corridors, which is a mix of public and private lands, usually following along rivers and wildlife mitigation routes. I need to add this. The reason that our rivers are going to be sequestered and we are not able to build within certain parameters of waterways is because they do not want us to understand the access of primary water. Again, go to primarywater.org, understand that like petroleum, being told to us that it was a finite resource, we were going to run out, we're being told the same thing about water. We're not going to run out of water. We have primary water. So for those of you that want to prep, learn about the access of water. You're going to need it. They're poisoning all the surface water that comes from rain and snowmelt with all the bomb testing in the environment, all the toxins from the chemtrails, then the sequestration of the water in these cauldrons of toxics called reservoirs that are then added with fluoride and chlorine and other additives and pumped into our homes. So understand, we must get to water, and you've got to get to and consider primary water. We have a YouTube up called Primary Water Explained. Teach this to your children. Understand the reality of water and get to it. So again, the Wildlands Project, the primary characteristics of core areas are to be, here in the United States, over 25 million acres, and that will allow a little, if any, human use. The primary characteristics of the buffers are that they'll allow for limited human use. They tell us, too, that moral and ethical guidelines for the Wildlands Project are based on the philosophy of deep ecology. Now, listen to this. Here is the deep ecology points in the platform as it's summarized. All life, human and non-human, has equal value. Resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is immoral. Human population must be reduced. Western civilization must radically change present economic, technological, and ideological structures. I'm going to add something here. Go to the homepage of stopthecrime.net. Take a look at some of the documents at the top of that home page that talk about other aspects of genocide and why the more affluent countries are being hit with massive poisons and toxins. And it's because we're higher on the usage, they say, of emitting greater greenhouse gas. So I continue with the points of deep ecology. I just told you about depopulation and how the populations must be reduced and how Western civilization must radically change. And all believers of this philosophy have an obligation to try to implement the necessary changes. And of course, that's as rapidly as possible. The Wildland Project itself is supported by hundreds and hundreds of working groups towards the long-term implementation. And it's funded by millions and millions and millions of dollars of support from wealthy and private corporations and foundations. And some of those foundations include the Turner Foundation. That's the Ted Turner Foundation. I had the opportunity to interview Ted Turner here at a Earth Week here at a wine venue a few years ago. It's up on YouTube. It's a horrific discussion of his idea that the population needs to be reduced by 95%. On YouTube, I believe it's called Ted the Terrible. And you can listen to what he told me. And a friend of mine was filming me. It was a very interesting conversation prior to his discussion before the group that day. Also a funder of the Wildlands Project is Patagonia, W. Alton Jones Foundation, the Lyndhurst Foundation, and many, many, many others. This is vitally important to understand what is behind the words climate change. New markets have been created. Markets of massive genocide and restriction. Massive amounts of wealth are being made on the types of assaults that we are now all facing. I'm now going to read this. I must get into water, and I want to also jump back into the whole suicide aspect. As I mentioned in the prior segment, about suicides, it's being it's literally going to be pushed through all of our media. You're going to notice the idea of acceptance and that the policies that have created, and you've got to ask yourself, why are they teaching acceptability of suicide as a society norm? And do the policies and drivers in society create reasons to make suicide more common? Of course they do. When they're downsizing our houses, restricting our resources, taking us off of rural farmlands that they consider sprawl and unsustainable, absolutely policies will be creating massive psychological displacement. And people will be considering suicide because they'll use frequencies as memes in your mind where you will believe that you want to commit suicide. You will believe those to be your own thoughts. And I'm going to say
I'm going to jump in with this real quick here because you are so on the money. You know, my background is in the field of psychology, and I've studied consciousness. I've studied the effects of electromagnetic waves on the brain. And this research is not new. It started with Jose Delgado back in the early 1960s, and he ended up working for the CIA for about 50 years developing mind control technology. So I wanted to throw that in because people are going, oh, there we go again, mind control, no such thing. Yes, there is. It's documented. Okay.
Well, the sad reality, Dave, is that largely most of the population is already controlled, certainly by the poisons and toxins in the food, water, and air, and then by the frequencies. That's why so much of these diabolical plans are occurring without notice and without people out there more than there are. And with that, I want to inject a couple of things. I had a tremendous curiosity about the Rwanda genocide in Central Africa in the mid-90s. And I was looking at some discussions and some jurisdictional discussions that happened after that genocide. They had a tribunal, and they were talking about how the media was complicit and played into the genocide, actually sat back and didn't stop the genocide. But then I ran across something very interesting. I ran across an operation called Operation Crimson Mist. Operation Crimson Mist. I'm going to explain to everybody what we did, what the CIA did in Central Africa in the mid-90s. We had ground, economic hitman teams, CIA, in Central Africa. They were waging mind wars between the Hutu and the Tutsi tribes, trying to incite agitation, which they did. Then there was a meeting by the two tribes where they had each of their tribal presidents at a location. We dropped a bomb on that meeting. we decapitated the political head of Central Africa when we dropped that bomb. What then happened, Dave, is we had a Hercules C-130 plane set up nearby with microwaves on board. We flew over the Hutu tribes and beamed them with frequencies that expanded and created greater sense of rage. They actually turned into killing machines. They slaughtered over a million Tutsis and anyone involved with the Tutsis. And they raped and slaughtered little girls. When you read the Rwanda genocide judicial hearings after the genocide, you realize what they did with mind control. They used those same frequencies in Operation Desert Storm on the Iraqis.
Yeah, with the AWACS.
We were told when we rolled in to sequester more resources that we would be met with hardened Iraqi fighters. And we were all surprised to see the Iraqis coming out of their trenches waving white flags. Why? We were using microwaves on them. It has been told that what occurred is the death of the microwaves on these fighters, and we rolled over them with bulldozers and buried them up in their own trenches. We used the same thing when the museum was raided and pillaged there in Iraq as well, and we turned on those frequencies when we called for food distribution out on the steps of the museum. And we created an out-of-control population of hungry, starving Iraqis after we were raping and pillaging and plundering them, and they robbed everything out of the museum. So what I and others are most concerned about are the use of frequencies. We have an extremely important article, or I should say a document on StopTheCrime.net. It is called Aquarius Operations Briefing. Aquarius Operations Briefing. It is a document. Everything on StopTheCrime.net is a free download. Pass it out far and wide. We hold nothing back. We want it all out. Download that. We received that from a whistleblower some years ago. Understand what is happening with frequencies, and understand while you're still able to think, you must. Because soon, and very soon, our ability to think is going to be more of a problem. More of an enormous problem. So let me tell you the backstory, Dave, of the YouTube we have up called Cooking of Humanity. That was an interview that my husband and I flew up to Portland, Oregon, to interview Barry Trower, who is a noted microwave expert on microwave warfare. The purpose of our going up there was to discuss a document that our research team found on the WhiteHouse.gov website. It was a 13-page document. It is from the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology, July 20th of 2012. And what this document included was a map of the United States. And around the coastal abutments of all the states, we're talking about all the states that abut the Pacific Ocean, the Gulf Coast states, and the Atlantic Coast states, we saw frequencies, massive frequencies. So we sent this out to get this interpreted. And this is what came back. And this is the back story of the YouTube. The Cooking of Humanity, because sadly we did not go into this in the detail that I was hoping to during that interview with Barry Trower. So now you're going to hear it. What that 13-page document was all about was targeting the United States by the military-industrial complex with radar. It was, and it is, a silent weapons system deployment back in 2013. It's the psychotronic weapons for mass mind control. It's the use of quantum computers, which of course we know is mind theft, invasion of the human brain with AI, of course artificial intelligence, which AI is also part of the cyber cities they're setting up, but I digress. It's also controlling specific thoughts, emotions, and directing physical actions into unsuspecting human beings, also our animals as well. The map will illustrate the end of free will as we've all known it. It's information from the White House website, and this is real. The image on the map is from the White House website, and the technologies and the methodologies are described in the NASA document, which we have on the future war circa on stopthecrime.net. I call it the NASA war document. Take a look at that. And the additional comments are contributed by several people that looked at this document back then when we sent it out. Now, the document on the White House .gov website has listed the White House Spectrum Management Team as Google, Inc., Microsoft Corp., Stanford and Harvard Universities, Virginia Tech, UC Berkeley, the National Telecommunications Information Association, the FCC, the NSA, and many, many others. So let's talk about what that map illustrates. And this is absolutely diabolical, and everybody must understand what is happening with mind control and frequencies. And by the way, we're open for further interpretations of this map. While we've had a number of people interpret this, if any of you out there also have some interpretations, we would appreciate hearing from you. So here we go. One of the interpretations refers to their knowledge of the NASA war documents. Again, that's on stopthecrime.net. For those of you that may not be familiar with the NASA war document, again, I would encourage you to take a look at it. It discusses the reality and understanding of the use of low frequencies for debilitating seizures, for gross alteration in brain functions. This is on page 50, and it's called Warfare Strategy Document, The Future Is Now. It involves the U.S. Air Force, DARPA, CIA, FBI, Southern Command, Atlantic Command, Australian Department of Defense, and many other takedown organizations that are committing genocide on all of us in their deep, dark bowels of corruption and evil. But it also talks about lethality and their knowledge and awareness of the low frequencies of microwaves. It refers to the U.S. Army document out of Walter Reed. You can download that document from the source document page of stopthecrime.net. This document also discusses micro dust weaponry systems being used. They talk about how this micron-sized dust would be distributed as an aerosol in our chemtrails, inhaled into the lungs. The dust mechanically bores into our lung tissue and executes various pathological missions. They tout how it's a wholly and completely new class of weaponry, which is legal. That's on page 43. They talk about, on page 45, the use of beam weapons will become increasingly prevalent. I could go on, and quite frankly, we could do an entire show on this document. We've spent years talking to military and other investigators about the document, but I just talked to you about how beam weaponry will become more prevalent. Let me just tell you what's now out in the news right now. Directed energy weapon market cap to grow exponentially. Wall Street is ecstatic. It's important to know that this is a Reuters article that was published July 11th of 2017, and they talk about the global directed energy weapons market. It's expected to grow from $8.12 billion in 2016 to reach $41.97 billion by 2023. They go on to say that the rising demand for non-lethal deterrence and the growing demand for the use of naval weapons in naval forces across the world are some of the major factors favoring the market growth. On the other hand, huge development costs, strict energy industry regulations, and lack of testing facilities are restricting market growth. That is not true. They're using these systems on us. This is what has been deployed and used on targeted individuals throughout the world. We have many discussions and have had many interviews with targeted individuals that have been gang-stalked, harassed, and they've had directed energy weapons used on them. I can tell you, Dave, that in 2011, when we were protesting in front of Bohemian Grove here in Northern California, which, by the way, as we speak, is in session. Right now, Bohemian Grove is occurring here in Northern California, but while many of us were out in front of the Grove, there were Grove police hiding behind trees, and we actually have that up on YouTube. I don't know what it's called, but I was gesturing and talking to somebody that was filming, and we saw these people stand up and come out from behind the trees. Many consequences occurred. Many people were feeling like they just wanted to go to sleep immediately. Many people felt very disconnected, fuzzy in the head. Many people had severe stomach aches and headaches, and we all left. We couldn't stay there. So weapons systems, directed energy weapons systems for mind control, for starting fires, this is a global assault on the human population, the human family. So let me go back into the rest of the story on the cooking of humanity. So I talked about the NASA war documents. I have to discuss the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document. For those of you who have not downloaded and read that, you must. We are in a silent weapons system of genocide and takedown. So this particular contributor said that they were well aware of all aspects of the NASA document and of the silent weapons system, and that they said they knew what digital Gwen signals are, and they know without a doubt that specific harmonics are needed for mass mind control. And here's what these people, the contributors to that document that we found on that fateful day on the whitehouse.gov website. They said, do you know what the X factor to their pulsed ELF, that's extremely low frequency, mind control happens to be? It's something called negative oxygen ions. They tell us, let me try to sum it up in a sixth grade language. I'm quoting all of this. The oxygen we breathe is comprised and composed of two oxygen molecules that bond together. If the oxygen molecule is stripped of electrons, it becomes positively charged. Conversely, if there are extra electrons attached to the oxygen, it becomes negatively charged. Study after study after study on this, done largely by DARPA and the Stanford Research Institute, or SRI, and CIA mind control operatives during the 60s and 70s, 1960s and 1970s, showed that humans breathing negative oxygen ions have markedly better cognitive reasoning skills, are much less likely to be mind controlled on a massive scale, and more importantly, are much more physically healthy. Negatively charged oxygen ions are vitally important for healthy humans. Now they tell us we must understand that the primary source of negative oxygen ion generation is the seashore. The waves of the salty surf crashing on the coastline rocks and sand 24/7 generate massive negative ions of oxygen, which in turn supplies the entire nation with what can best be described as good vibrations. Prevailing winds that circulate the negatively charged oxygen ions throughout the country. again, produce good vibrations. They go on to say that the digital wave signals that are shown on this map are specifically and only heavily concentrated along America's coastlines and nowhere else. It appears that the powers that be are seeking to electromagnetically strip the ions, the electrons, from the air. They can see no other reason for this. The net result will be to simply be able to use much more and to create much more chemically depressed national population and much more easily mind-controlled nation. And this contributor says, nefarious as hell. So I want everybody to go to Cooking of Humanity. In the show notes, you can download this document. I wish you would. Please help contribute to this. If any of you out there have any more input, we would appreciate that. But this is what's happening. We're being taken over by mind control frequencies. And the 5G network in the resilient cities is the required backbone. There are a total of 5 acronyms that will be our future cities. 5G, CV, which is computer vision, seeing everything in real time all the time. Mixed reality, yes, mixed reality, along with AV, autonomous vehicles. Now understand, autonomous vehicles are computers on wheels. They pulse out a million pulses a second out about 150 feet or so, completely around the vehicle to, of course, surveil the surroundings, which then comes back to the supercomputer on board. We don't survive these types of pulses. Also, AI is part of the future cities, and there's another one which I'm trying to remember. It'll come to me shortly. But again, these future cities are nothing but cyber cages. I'm going to read to you something I found a few years ago. This will describe the cities. When I discovered this and went over this many times on air over the previous years, I don't think anybody really understood what this meant. Now I hope that you do. This was found on the Pennsylvania Smart Infrastructure Incubator website. And Carnegie, it was actually found on the Carnegie Mellon, one of the threads on Carnegie Mellon through their engineering. And Bombardier is involved in this and IBM. And this was a mission statement. And I'm going to read it verbatim. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to read the entire mission statement. Mission statement, revolution in our infrastructure. Pennsylvania's companies and institutions have a hidden secret. They are leading a revolution in our infrastructure. We want to help expose that secret to the world. Today's infrastructure will blend traditional physical infrastructure, transportation and transit systems, buildings, pipes, power grid, concrete and steel, with cyber infrastructure, computers, networks, and sensors in ways that are just emerging. Pennsylvania has a wealth of companies, universities, and institutions that are inventing many of these emerging technologies that will build and rebuild the world's transportation, civil, manufacturing, and other infrastructure. We will bring those organizations together to leverage and highlight this hidden secret to help make Pennsylvania a visible leader in these critical emerging technologies. These technologies will also need a new generation of employees to design, operate, and maintain these new cyber physical infrastructure systems, and we will help Pennsylvania be a leader in educating these workers to meet the demand. The PS, that's P as in Paul, S as in Sam, II, would be an important step towards exposing this secret. So they've known. They've been working towards this takedown, and this is a plan, and we're all being consumed by this plan. Now, I've got to get into water. I don't know how much time I have left in this segment, but I want to tell you that
we have about 10 minutes, and I want to give you a couple minutes to wrap up so you can tell people how to follow your work.
Okay. Well, I've got to get into water. I've talked about resiliency a bit, about climate change and the creation of new markets, of new cities, of a new reality. We're in a complete disruption in every context of everything we've ever known. It's a full, complete disruption. That is what is happening. And the more that people can wrap their heads around the enormity of this, hopefully we can come up with some strategies. People will often ask, well, Deborah, what do you do? Well, everybody that's listening, help with solutions so that we can hopefully survive a bit longer, because we're in the crosshairs of some diabolical secret weapons systems that are being rolled out over us. So let me talk about water. Again, I cannot underscore enough. Please listen to the YouTube Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. Get this out far and wide. As I said in the first segment, it's embedded with documents that you simply will not believe are out there, including a document on the U.S. Forestry Department with maps showing that they will use their SWAT teams to take over holdouts that won't turn over their water along the Pacific Coast areas. That's us. Everyone that's listening, U.S. Forestry SWAT teams will be using guns to sequester areas of water. That's in that YouTube. Look at those maps that were found on their website. Look at what they say in their documents. Understand why our water is being poisoned and why the infrastructure of our water supply, gas pipelines, has not been maintained intentionally. All of the infrastructure in the United States has been intentionally allowed to be in disrepair with no repairs, because they are taking us down. We are going to only have access to electricity and solar power and wind. And keep in mind, the renewables are not reliable. The weather is completely controlled. Now, I discovered in a solar array just outside of Las Vegas that they miscalculated the output because they did not take into consideration what they called to be contrails. No, they did not take into consideration the continuous chemtrailing of poisons and toxins, and it reduced the output substantially, substantially. So our green energy, our solar, our wind is going to be controlled by weaponized weather. Make no mistake, we're being cut loose. We're being literally cut loose. Now we're going to jump into water. Understand what's happening here in California. Now, as you hear me talk about California, keep in mind it's not just California. But on July 1st of this year, 2018, they have a new water market that has been created, and it is outrageous. It's a new groundwater market. They're telling us it's a pilot program. So for everyone that's listening, whenever you read the word pilot program, understand it is a full onboard global rollout. Just like with the smart meters in the early days of the discovery of what was happening with the smart meters, it said, and they said, it was a pilot program. Yes, a global pilot program. Remember that. Please remember that. So here's the groundwater pilot program that they have kicked off now in Ventura County, which is in Central California along the coast. And what they're telling us is it is a requirement under the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act to curb overpumping of aquifers. Now, I want everyone to listen very carefully. We have only been taught about rain and snowmelt as our source of water. Water does not come from rain and snowmelt. Where does water really come from? It's the process of hydrogen and oxygen down below the mantle of the Earth. And it comes together as vapor, and it surfaces through cracks and fissures. That's why in the middle of a drought we'll have hot and cold springs. That's why geysers continuously spray up out of the ground. Why on the very tops of the mountains, for example, in Hawaii, you'll see water coming out, cascading down to ponds endlessly. Why do you think they blew up Muammar Gaddafi's great man-made river project, the eighth wonder of the world? Because he accessed primary water for his people by using the oil revenue to serve his people. They blew that up. They, NATO, and the U.S. So go to primarywater.org, understand the water facts. Everyone, get to water. Get to pure, clean, juvenile water. It's not poisoned by fracking and all of the toxins in the air and the additives that are being added to the water supply. So here is the new groundwater market. This is diabolical. I'm going to summarize it. What they're telling the farmers there in Ventura County, which, by the way, has a well drilling moratorium, that they're going to have water allotments and have a reduced amount of pumping out of the aquifers. Since individual farmers will not have enough allowance to be pumped out of the aquifers, they're going to be given the opportunity to sell their allowance to an adjacent farmer, because then that farmer can grow his crops. The water allowance will be greater in profitability for those farmers than their yields of their food. In other words, they will make more money selling off their allotment of groundwater usage to an adjacent farmer than they would in planting out their crops. This started July 1st of 2018. The water supply is being confiscated. We do not need to rely on the aquifers that are being overpumped, that are causing subsidence. Subsidence is when the ground collapses. They're attributing subsidence to trillions of dollars of bridge and infrastructure dismantlement in the United States. So, and this is important to understand. Should and if we were ever allowed the true access to primary water, which is renewable, we could fill those overpumped aquifers just by drilling and allowing the fresh water to enter and refill those areas. Why do you think we have sea level rise along many of the coastal areas with saltwater intrusion in the land? When you overpump those aquifers that abut the sea levels, they fill up with the saltwater, which is heavier. So go to primarywater.org, understand the water facts. Those of you that are able to access primary water, I urge you to do that. I want to tell you a little story. There were people helping to access primary water in Africa for the World Bank. There was a very small village that was actually funded by a rotary here in the United States so that this village could access water. The women in that village were having to walk to a water hole that was poisoned by dead carcasses and other animals that died in that water hole. Plus, it was dangerous because they were being attacked by those animals at the water hole. But that was their only access to water until this rotary helped fund the drilling to primary water in that village. The driller went to a hillside above the village because the village did not have any electricity. They were not able, in other words, to implement a pumping system to pull the water up out of the well that would normally be necessary. So they were able to create a water situation from the drilling that allowed the water to just bubble up right to the surface. Then they were able to use gravity to a catchment system at the base of the hill. And it took 3 years until that village was able to get electricity, which they finally did. But that village is thriving now. It's important to note, too, in Hungary, where unbeknownst to certain areas in Hungary that accessed primary water, that was all they were drinking, that was their source of water, the IQ levels were much higher than anywhere else. Primary water influences our level and capacity to think. And this has been known. We have been dumbed down through the water, through the food, through the air, through the vaccinations, and now we're being taken over by frequencies. Make no mistake. So, again, Dave, I hope that I can return to the program soon. We just have so much information to get out to help people survive as best possible, because millions and millions of people are and sadly going to die.
Yeah, I know, Deb. You know, let's give out your website again, and let's give out your YouTube. We got about 45 seconds left.
Yeah, stopthecrime.net is our main site. Also, go to primarywater.org. Listen and go to our YouTube channel on stopthecrime.net. Watch our videos. We're putting them up as quickly as we can. We are in the throes of literally being scuttled, absolutely being scuttled by policies, burned out by fires, hit by massive weather storms and events throughout the entire planet. And we're just trying to warn people, do the best you can to survive. Of course, eat the best food you can. We have a new YouTube up that discusses the demise of the farms here in the United States. We're going to be following that up with the intention of resilient food and the intention of creating food that is completely weaponized and controlled by a one-world food system.
Absolutely.
That is forthwith.
You are so on the money. But listen, thank you so much for being so generous with your time. We don't do two-hour interviews, so we make an exception for someone like you. And I'll be in touch with you. I'm going out of town for a few days. And when I get back, I'll be in touch with you, and we'll schedule a follow-up.
Well, I thank you, Dave, and for everyone that's listening again, please go to stopthecrime.net. Help contribute to our efforts. We do everything
absolutely
without any cost, and so it's just a work of love and a work of hope for humanity.
Absolutely, and I would encourage everyone to contribute generously. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this week's show. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another exciting show. Go out and have a great week. God bless.